My name is Isla. I'm 10 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Kara Timcina. I was really inspired by Kara to work towards my goals and not give up, no matter what. Kara showed me that even though you need to make choices that will be hard to do, do them if they are going to help you and other people. When Kara was growing up, his parents and school were very important to him. He was born in a small country called Bhutan. His school went from kindergarten to fifth grade. On a typical day, Kara would wake up early and help his parents in the farm. Then he would get ready for school and walk for 30 minutes there, and then walk back at the end of the school day. When he got back home, he would help his parents again and then do his studies. In Bhutan, they have a king. The king makes the rules, and if you didn't follow the rules, you'd be killed. The king thought that Bhutan should only have one race. If you were not that race or didn't speak that language, you would be shipped off to the refugee camp in Nepal. Kara lived in a refugee camp in Nepal for 17 years, before he came to the United States of America. The living space in the refugee camp was made of bamboo and did not keep the heat or the cold outside. When it rained, the people in the refugee camp would have to hold their houses so they wouldn't blow away. People had to wait in a very long line to visit a doctor and would only go if they were very sick. They only had one doctor for 10,000 to 15,000 people. Many people died because they didn't have the needed medicines. Kara's children were born in the refugee camp. Kara felt surprised when he first came to the United States, but he is delighted that by being in the United States, he is able to help other immigrants. When Kara came to the U.S., he first went to New York City. He didn't expect all the skyscrapers that he found in New York. Kara was also very surprised with all the subways in New York. He was really amazed how people could build something underground. 8 months after Kara came to the United States, he decided to move to Pittsburgh. Kara thought that the U.S. would be all good people, all educated, all very rich. They would all own tall buildings. But after he came here, Kara realized that all people in the U.S. aren't like that. One big difference between Bhutan and the United States is there aren't as many mountains here. Kara really misses his homeland and all the mountains. Kara has received recognition from the White House because of all the work he has done with the immigrants from his home country and immigrants from other countries. Kara mentioned that he would rather help his people and other immigrants than sit at home watching a movie and eating popcorn and food. Kara worked hard to help his family to get to the USA with perseverance and no negativity. Kara taught me to work hard because not everyone gets things they need. I'm so happy I got to experience meeting Kara so I know what other people's lives are like and how we should never take things for granted.